two Republican senators joining two others saying they just can't support it.
Mike Lee of Utah, as well as Jerry Moran of Kansas. Now, you put them on top of the fact you've had Susan Collins and Rand Paul already saying they will not vote for this current version of the bill. You have Senator John McCain, who just had surgery, is out in Arizona, we all know, is not going to be able to come back and vote on any version of this, at least for a week or so. That means the Republicans are nowhere close to having at least 50 votes to then have Vice President Mike Pence cast the 51st vote for a motion to proceed to at least get to a floor debate on this.
Earlier today, President Trump sounded confident that a deal was close. Tonight on Twitter, though, he urged Republicans to first repeal Obamacare and then come up with a replacement. Facing a midnight deadline to inform Congress, senior administration officials say the Trump administration is certifying that Iran is technically in compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal, but is quoting unquestionably in default.